Chapter 36, Escape from Mangaung. Mangaung Correctional Centre warders made a grisly discovery under a mattress in cell 35 on Tuesday morning, 3rd May 2022, the charred remains of a body burnt beyond recognition. The Department of Correctional Services issued a statement announcing that Thabo Bester, aka the Facebook rapist, had perished in a fire in his cell at the G4S-run maximum security prison in Bloemfontein. He had taken his own life, it said. There was no explanation of how he had set himself alight, but news of his death was widely reported by the media. Bester had posed as a model scout on Facebook to lure young women with the promise of lucrative contracts. Instead, he raped and robbed them. He also murdered his girlfriend, 23-year-old Nomfundo Chulu. After playing a game of cat and mouse with the police, Bester was caught and in 2011 he was sentenced to life in prison, which is where he stayed until news of his spontaneous combustion emerged. And that's probably how the story would have ended if it weren't for GroundUp, a news website run on a shoestring that focuses on community-based reporting, the kind of stories mainstream publications consider too worthy and don't publish. In October 2022, GroundUp editor Nathan Geffen received a tip-off that something strange had happened in cell 35, raising doubts about the official explanation of Bester's death. Geffen was skeptical, but asked his reporters to scratch around. On 15th March 2023, after months of good old-fashioned boots-on-the-ground reporting, GroundUp published an exposé. Did the Facebook rapist die in his cell, or did he escape from prison? When someone sent GroundUp photos of Bester shopping at Woolies with his lover, the celebrity Dr. Nandipa Magudumana, there was no longer any doubt that he had faked his death in an audacious prison break. The tale of Bester's brazen escape ripped through South Africa. It was like a soap opera playing out in real time, with bizarre twists and gobsmacking turns. Whose body was burnt? Where was Bester? And how did he burn a body beyond recognition in a maximum security cell? While we waited for the questions to be answered, more extraordinary details surfaced, including this zinger. Bester had run scams from inside the prison. Using the alias Tom Motsepe, he hosted a glitzy launch of his company, 21st Century Media, which was attended by Johannesburg High Society. Bester appeared via video, claiming he was in New York City. After the escape, the couple hid in plain sight and committed more crimes, including running a construction company, Aram Properties, which conned people out of millions of rand. Bester and Magudumana were eventually arrested in Tanzania and returned to South Africa to face an assortment of charges with a motley crew of co-accused. In a Bloemfontein Magistrates Court bail hearing in May 2023, police officer Tiho Jobo Flyman explained how the escape unfolded. On 27th April, Freedom Day, in 2022, Magudumana's father, Zolile Sekeleni, hired a car from O.R. Tambo International Airport in Johannesburg. It was used to transport a corpse that had been claimed by Magudumana from a mortuary in Bloemfontein to the prison. Magudumana, according to Flyman, had said the body was the son of an acquaintance's brother and she was assisting with the funeral. A fake funeral was held, and when police later exhumed the coffin, they found it contained 3 10-kilogram sacks of maize meal. The car wasn't searched at the prison gate, and the corpse, belonging to Katlego Bereng, who had disappeared in March 2022, was smuggled inside a TV cabinet, which was left in the prison workshop. The next day, the body was taken out of the cabinet, something of a novelty in South Africa, where we prefer to keep zombies in the cabinet, put in a wheelie bin and taken to the prison yard, then to Bester's cell. Bester walked out of the prison disguised in a guard's uniform. That's the sordid saga in a nutshell, and no doubt more scandalous details will emerge during the trial. However, while we were so busy looking at all Bester's lies, we overlooked one horrible underlying truth of the saga, which is that South Africa is a dysfunctional state. Through incompetence, corruption, and indifference, it failed at every step. Let's start with the failure of the prison authorities. Correctional services failed to keep Bester behind bars, and while he was in its custody, he ran multiple scams. Think about this. He sat in a cell in a maximum security prison and hosted a lavish event via Zoom. His celebrity guests sang happy birthday for him while he was in jail for rape and murder. Then there was the failure of the Department of Health, which allowed a random person to claim multiple bodies from a mortuary. Magudumwana allegedly stole three bodies in her efforts to assist Bester. One was found dumped in a river with the mortuary identification tag still tied to a toe. Then there was the failure of the police. Ground Up's March 2023 report was based on information that the authorities had known about Bester's escape within days of reporting his suicide on 3rd May. Soon after the burnt body was found in cell 35, the authorities knew a switch had taken place and that Bester was alive and missing. An autopsy had shown the body in the cell was considerably shorter than Bester, and this unknown person had died of blunt force trauma, not fire. It was only after Ground Up started making a noise that the police investigation gained momentum. For almost a year, the police, you know, the same folks who tell us they take crime seriously, sat on their hands while an escaped convict, con artist, serial rapist and murderer roamed free. Bester is finally back behind bars. Let's hope the next time he dies in prison, it's not a lie.